When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. Say play ESPN Radio. We pop up on your smart speakers. Download the podcast. Very popular podcast and growing fast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. And by the way, we are presented by Progressive Insurance.
Yeah, that is what we are presented by.
What's up, boys?
What's up?
Jay, when you played in the NBA, did you talk trash? Like, did you cut to the white meat, though? Or you just kind of...
If you opened up the can. Like, I wasn't going to say anything to you off GP, but if you opened up the can, if you came at me, I would unleash.
Vicious?
I didn't care.
Would you make me cry?
No, I wasn't like you. You next level.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to make you cry.
You different. Like, for me, like, I would hit you with little, like, subtle jabs. Like, oh, that was a good defensive stop.
Yeah, I had. Nah, see, I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about, like,
personal.
Yeah, did see, I didn't do that.
Okay.
You.
Well, now you make me feel bad.
No. I want to know, like, what's the most personal you got with somebody?
I mean, I've talked about people's
wives.
Well, I mean, yes, significant others. not talk about, but just
throw a little shade at it.
Give him some info.
Yeah, give him some info.
Yeah, that they didn't want to know. Maybe
it was a DB that played. So this one might have burned. I mean, if it was you, I'm sure it would have burned. So I was playing against a DB that played for Arizona at the time, and you know he was running his mouth because you know they just he might have batted down a ball or something or made a tackle. He made a tackle, nice hit. And I told him, man, you better shut up, man. Your wife named your son after me, man. Be quiet.
Was his name
son
Keyshawn?
Was Keyshawn.
Oh.
Is that bad?
Could Keyshawn catch?
He played. I don't know. Oh, I don't know what he played. I don't know if he even played. I don't know if he played. He was young. He was like.
I'm just trying to figure something out. Never mind.
Your wife named your
son
after me.
Was that bad?
Oh, because you can only imagine in that moment that DB would be like. Oh,
well, there's nothing.
How are you going to clap back after that?
Don't bark up that tree. That tree will fall on you. I don't know why your advisors ain't forewarn you.
Yeah.
How did he respond?
No, not Jay.
You blocked him out.
It didn't really matter. I kept walking back to the huddle and just like turned around and, you know, it's a lot of little stuff you know in circles and I've used a lot. That's why a lot of people, when they come on our show as guests and stuff, they be like, Keyshawn, he used to talk so much. Because I did. I really went hard. I remember once upon a time, there was an individual on the team. And you know how you have the kiss cam and they show all that stuff in the stadiums. And, you know, in the world we live in, we kind of, at times, when we were players, we run in the same circles people. And
you know the same people.
People. And I saw the individual on the cam, on the big screen, as I was walking back to the huddle and the guy was walking beside of me. I knew he knew her. He didn't know I knew her.
Oh, Lord.
And so I was like, damn. When did she get here? She was just in Tampa on Friday. So, you know, his day was shot.
Yeah, there's some stuff.
But
you don't want to know.
So much madness in the game.
So you're the one who took it personal. See, to me, I will do that. I'll be the hot stove
if you cross the line.
But you got to cross the line. I'm not going to cross it.
But
if you cross it, then.
When you start saying things like, oh, you sorry, you ain't never done that, blah, blah, blah. Oh, okay, cool. That's a 20-yard game, but I'm going to tell you something different. So just so happened.
You're about to take a 30-yard loss.
Easy. And a sack. So just it happened, right, Jay? And I'm walking side by side, and I'm looking up at the screen because they were showing the replay of the catch.
Uh-huh.
So I'm walking back, looking at the screen. He's walking next to me, barking. Blah, blah, blah. And then they pan to the stands. And when they pan to the stands, I was like, oh.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Oh, damn. When did she get here? and I went into names and everything. It was.
You know, it was on the best trash talk.
And
it wasn't like Key, but like, yo, Dennis Rodman low key would do things that would make you feel really uncomfortable. Like, he would put, you know,
he's
Dennis
such a
out
great
there.
Player.
Dennis was out there, right? Dennis would put his hand on some dude's butt and just leave it there.
Yeah, I would.
And some dude would be like, what you? He'd be like, well, it's soft, man. He would say things like, he'd be like, what the hell?
Rodman's the best defensive player I ever saw in my life.
Yeah. It would make you think differently about boxing him out. It would make you think differently about how you would, like, physically. It was different, man.
I went after everybody. Coaches were not off limits. I caught Wade Phillips going through the tunnel when he was the DC of the Chargers. And on third down when I was with the Cowboys, he put the third corner on me. Mm. And obviously, it was a wrap. Six-pack, game over, right? So I caught him going through the tunnel. Now I'm fired up. It was the end of the game. I'm fired up. I score. You know, I just went ham on Wade Phillips. And, like, this is the reason you tried this in Buffalo and I got your blankety-blank fired. And you just going to try it here in San Diego.
It's like when they put the white guy on Larry Bird. He used to get him mad when they tried to put the white guy to defend him. He used to be talking to the other coach, giving him the business.
All Wade can do is put his head down and walk through the tunnel. And I know in his mind, he was like this.
Somebody ever have a coach bark back at you, though?
Oh, yeah, coaches just always try to.
I like when coaches do that.
You get ready to get fired.
I like when coaches do that,
See, maybe you better be quiet. You can get ready to get fired.
You know who's not getting ready to get fired?
LeBron James!
What a transition.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance, here to help you score big savings. To see how much you can save on auto insurance, visit progressive.com. He signed a 2-year, guys, it's reported a 2-year, $97.1 million extension because he's got another year on his deal, and then he's got another, now he's got another year guaranteed, plus he has another year after that he can opt into. So minimum, he's getting paid for 3 more years. But if he wants, he could be out after 2 years. But the 97.1 is not exactly right either because the cap rises. So it could be worth as much as $111 million.
For the two?
For the two.
And then the third year is probably, you know, at another $55 million?
I think they may be counting it all together. $111 million. Whatever he's getting paid this. Oh, no. The 2-year extension.
Yeah,
that's right.
2 years. 2 years.
So if he goes into three,
111, he goes into three, and he opts in. That's probably an opt in of 55, 60 million.
Probably 150 million plus.
160.
He got the bag.
3 years, 150.
Get your track suit on.
Think about that. 3 years. I'm just giving you 150 as a round number.
Right.
Well, it could be more than that because the cap.
It'll go up.
It could be 2 years, 111.
Yeah, it could be two years, 111 plus whatever he's getting
third
this year.
Regardless.
Or if the cap goes up, it could be like 160.
No. It's 97, the extension. The 2 years are worth 97. With the cap going up, it could be worth 111.
Yes, I understand.
So that 111 is the high end plus whatever happens, whatever he's getting paid on the books this year. Right? So that's got to be
In place of this year. Part of the extension is part of this year.
No.
His player option is 2024, 2025.
That's after this year and next year. It's the following year that's the player option.
All right. Right.
Total value of the deal probably going to be about 160-something for 3 years, plus or minus.
Mm-hmm.
When I see 10 years, 160s. He's getting like a three-year 160s.
This is why everyone wants to play in the NBA. Well, you play football.
That's not fair.
It was
only
2 years ago that Giannis was the highest paid player in North American
sports.
$250 million.
He got a $250 million over
$250 million.
And for that, they have him for 15,000 years.
I wonder if he's top 10 right now.
But everybody seems like they're getting the 250s now. Hey, what do you want? $250 million.
Yeah, a little $250 million.
Yeah.
Yo, you think about A-Rod.
Better.
A-Rod got that like almost, 20 years ago?
Yeah, but that was for 20 years.
10 years, $250 million.
Yeah, this is for four or
five
years.
That was a long time ago. These are five-year deals, Max.
I'm just saying, could you think of the money? Baseball, they get the most ridiculous money.
Yeah.
And then basketball and then football because there are more players on the football team. It's a shorter
career. Basketball per average is higher.
Yeah.
Basketball's per average
now
is
it is, yeah. Now it is.
On the big deals.
Right, but they're limited in time.
Yeah, but they can come back.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's like, what's the guy in New Orleans?
Zion
just got a $170 something.
That's his rookie extension.
And that's his rookie extension. Next time he's gonna be asking for $350 million.
He might get two contracts bigger than that one. Could.
Yes.
Yeah.
Could get three.
Well, LeBron now the highest paid NBA player of all time when you add it up. It's over $500 million.
It all depends upon how you frame it, right? If you do these 2-year deals, which LeBron has always done, like you're always re-upping.
He deserves every single penny and then some.
Every time the cap goes
every
up,
penny.
Thank you for my deal.
Every penny.
Every penny. That's plenty of pennies. Penny. Will he still be an elite player at the end of the contract?
2 years from now, he will be. I don't know if 4 years from now, he will be.
Right. Or 3 years from now, yeah. Right, you're saying 4 years because it's going to be going into that season. Yeah.
Yeah. 4 years from now, I don't know that.
What about All-Star?
2 years from now, yes. Possibly 3 years on a here we go, it's LeBron, we need him at the All-Star game.
Let me mention one thing. Vince Carter played all those years, guys, but he evolved as a player from the focal point of his team's offense and a slasher guy to a to a three-point shooting specialist, and he extended his career. LeBron has adapted his game, of course, but has basically the same kind of player, same role on the team. I just want to mention, I brought up Sean Kemp earlier. Sean Kemp, early in his career, was a high-flying, jump-over-your-head power forward. Late in his career, was LeBron, a low-post, wide-body. Can't LeBron evolve?
I think LeBron's game has already evolved, Max. I don't think he's the same player that he was 6 years ago.
Yes, of course it's evolved.
No, but I'm saying it's already happening.
You think, but
like
he's not
you're asking, like, will it happen? I'm saying it's already been happening. He's been spending a lot more time down on the block, right? So there's a little bit more of that old man post game.
But he's still the primary ball handler.
Well, yeah, because that's something that always translates.
But can't he be, like, he could still be a super effective player and not your primary ball handler, I would think, as a passer.
But can I ask you a question? Why wouldn't you want him as your primary ball handler?
I agree. I'm saying if it gets to the point, because I'll tell you why. Because as he ages, if he loses some of the quicks, right?
It's never going to take away his passing ability.
But no, not his passing ability, but his handles are not like, there are guys with better handles than LeBron. For his size, they're amazing. But if he loses some of the quicks, maybe he has a different role on the team, but I could. In other words, I don't see an end for him.
So he's gonna bring it across court, and he's gonna start backing it down.
He's that guy. He could. Why not?
But as you get older, though, like I want the ball in my hands to push and make plays and kick the ball ahead and get hockey assists.
Yeah, right.
I like being involved in more PNRs, pick and rolls. It makes the game more simplistic.
Sure. PNRs.
Yeah. Pick and rolls. Pick and rolls. Yeah.
How old do you?
I don't see an end for him. If he avoids catastrophic injury, my whole point is he could be All-Star plus for two or three more years and then still a very valuable piece 5 years
know,
from
I
now.
I don't know 5 years from now LeBron going to want to play basketball.
Right,
man.
Right. It's up. But this, my point is, like Tom Brady, dude, it may wind up being up to him.
I'll go ahead. I think the when his son comes into the league, I think that would be his last year.
Alan Sliwa, host of Travis and Sliwa on Lakers Talk on the excellent 710 ESPN LA. Key and I were there, both there for years, with us right now. What's going on, Alan?
Max, what's going on, man?
What's up, Slee?
What's up, Key?
What is the reaction? You got boots on the ground there. What's the reaction in LA to the LeBron deal?
So I think there's, you know, obviously a lot of optimism, just the mere fact that LeBron will continue at least for two more years here in Los Angeles, for two more years to have some type of opportunity with the Lakers to try to compete. I don't think it's also too big of a surprise or a shock or anything like that. I thought the 1+1, it was rumored a lot. It gives LeBron that flexibility he's looking for. Like you guys just mentioned, gives him the flexibility a couple years from now to potentially still play with Bronny. So definitely some optimism. I think the biggest question for the Lakers now is, you know, you're looking at potential training camp starting in a little bit over a month. Is Russ going to be there? How's AD going to be this year? How healthy will he be? It's interesting because Bron, I think, as much as we want him to be the conversation, there's so many other things that are as important to see if Bron can still have opportunities this year beyond just going to try to pass Kareem for the all-time scoring title.
Slee. We, you know, a lot of us sit around and we bat around whether or not he's going to be good 3 years from now, 4 years from now, is he an all-star, what's going to happen in this situation. And having a two-year deal and a player opt in on the third year, is this a situation where he's flexing his muscles so he can be able to dictate what they do with these picks moving forward, potentially in the Kyrie Irving situation?
So I think I really, really believe it feels like the franchise and, you know, arguably the best player to ever play the game, feels like every second he's been with the Lakers, they've been on the same page. And that doesn't mean that that every decision has been the right decision, but Bron got there, and tell me a time that it didn't feel like they were trying to cater to what he was looking for. And I think both teams – both the team and the player it aligns from what their goal is. Their goal is, hey, can we have a shot to go win an NBA championship? So maybe you could say, okay, that 1+1 is so he could flex his muscle. But I would just look at the history since Bron has been there, whether it's let's give up every asset we have to go get Anthony Davis, whether it's, hey, you want to go get Russ? Sure, we'll go get Russ and see if that trio can work. It obviously has not worked. And I've always kind of sat back. That 2027 and that 2029 pick, I mean, if you're going to tell me that they're going to stop in trading those two picks, they're going to stop there after they've really given up so many different assets to not just accommodate to Bron, but to continue to pack the house and continue to have a chance to go compete in the West, I don't think they'd stop there. So I get the theory of the 1+1 gives Bron kind of that similar strength that he would have when he was with the Cavs or some of these other organizations. But I actually feel like the team and LeBron are on the same page and the front office are on the same page. So I don't know if it's necessary for him to flex that muscle, because I feel like they've accommodated to him since he's been there.
Alan, how long do you think LeBron has left playing at this type of level?
It's a good question, Jay. Well, I mean, I've been wrong. I mean, these last couple of years, I mean, last year to see him average 30 a game at this stretch, and it's almost actually, and I heard you guys talking about, he could be MVP caliber, it'd be all-star caliber. I think the MVP part of it, and maybe this is just unrealistic, and maybe this is just me as somebody here in L.A., it's the Anthony Davis piece that I'm always curious about, because if Bron is competing for an MVP or he's competing for a scoring title, that means Anthony Davis, what does that mean? He's playing half the season again? Does that mean he's not in there on a consistent basis, or he's dealing with injuries, or whatever the case is? But I think, Jay Will, I really do believe this. The style that LeBron plays, in a couple years from now when that option is up, for us to be sitting there and saying he's still an all-star caliber player, I don't think that's crazy to say at all. Now, if from an MVP perspective, you got these young guns in the league that are going to continue to get better. They got something to play for. They're actually going after what LeBron has dominated as far as dominating the league for so many years. He doesn't have to be MVP caliber, but in 2 years from now, I still think we'll be talking about him averaging 25, probably 6 or 7 rebounds a game, probably 6 or 7 assists a game. And I think that says it all, and I think his game is conducive to playing longer.
If it's 2 or 3 years from now and he's getting 20, 22 points and 6, 7 boards and helping you win, playing 30 minutes a game, that's a tremendous asset.
Max, it is, and that's why I kind of always go back to this. I think we know what Bron's going to do. Even if his numbers dip, that's okay. Bron's going to be that floor general. Bron's going to be the, you know, whether he's, maybe he's not pushing the ball up the floor like he used to back in his days, but in a half-court offense, or even if he does get the ball and he does push it up, the guy, it's he doesn't have to think with anything that he does. He's just – the game is so fluid to him. It's the other guys. Is Anthony Davis going to take a load off his back like he's supposed to, like that duo was supposed to be over this run that they've had together in the last 2 years? He hasn't been there 50% of the time. That's why I kind of always go back. It's like I get the Bron piece, but if AD is not Anthony Davis from a couple years ago, there really isn't much of a conversation. We're going to be having this conversation about how the Warriors and the Suns and Dallas and Denver and Clippers and all these other teams are, you know, in the West with a legitimate chance. And will the Lakers have a legitimate chance? I think so much of that is on AD.
And if the Lakers have a legitimate shot and everything's on AD and also on LeBron, some things are going to come from upstairs, and that thing that comes from upstairs says that Bronny James will wind up being a Laker 3 years from now. What you think, Slee?
You know, Key, I that's a tough one for me to I've kind of battled this one. Travis and I were talking about this yesterday on the show as well. It's like, all right, think about how that has to line up. The way that has to line up, you're going to first have to – I don't know where Bronny is going to be in 2 years from now of what his draft potential is. Is he a top 5 pick? Is he a top 20 pick? Is he a second rounder? I think that piece alone brings up obviously so many different questions. I will say it's a cool story. It really is. It's an amazing story to see Bronny and potentially LeBron play together. I think most Laker fans here in L.A. think it's a cool story, but I think the question they're asking is, okay, are we still competing? I mean, we don't even have to go 2 years from now, or it would actually be 2+ years from now. I think they're looking at this upcoming season and saying, are we in the mix or are we not in the mix? And I think that Bronny story, it's a great basketball story, and I think a lot of Laker fans are saying, okay, but what does that mean on the floor? How do you even get to that, you know, that point? And even if you get to that point, you have a chance to win, or is this just a storyline that the league loves, but Laker fans are kind of standing back saying, yeah, we're winning 35 games a year.
Man, listen, you know what it sounds like to me as you're talking? LeBron cut this deal with the Lakers and is like, look, if Bronny, if you got a late second round pick or if he's undrafted, I want you to sign Bronny. You going to do it? Yeah, yeah, okay, we'll have him on the team. Okay, good, done. Let's go. Here, I'm signing right now. That's what it sounds like to me.
Of course you're going to do it.
That is Alan Sliwa, ladies and gentlemen. Jay, you got to squeeze one in for Alan?
Alan, like 20 seconds or less, but what do you think the chances of the Lakers actually getting Kyrie Irving are?
Well, so much of the conversation was what's going to happen to KD, and I'll simplify it this way. If KD doesn't move, Kyrie probably doesn't move. If KD moves, then I have a very difficult time thinking they're going to stop at a draft pick in 2029 or not accommodate what Brooklyn's looking for. So KD goes, I think Kyrie ends up with the Lakers. KD doesn't, then they're probably trying to figure out a deal with Utah or Indiana or one of these other teams.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. That is Alan Sliwa. You can hear him, the host of Travis and Sliwa and Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN LA. Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, fellas.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2. Now, time for another Cam Confidential on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Robert Turbin, former Seahawks running back and Super Bowl champion, is with us now. For a little Camp Confidential. What's going on, Robert?
What's up, fellas? Doing well. I want to say it's an honor and a privilege to be on there with you fellas this morning.
Thank you very
Max,
much.
Max, did I hear you trying to rap these lyrics just now?
Yeah, trying to. I don't try to do anything. I do it or I don't do it.
He says, spits a hot fire, like Dylon.
Don't make me. See, he hasn't heard. I don't drop my own lyrics, but I'll drop lyrics from my brother that are 25 years old that you'd be like, okay, I'll stop now.
There it is. There it is. Doing well this morning. How we doing? You guys good?
Yeah. Yeah, all good. Who do you like in the quarterback battle right now? Some battle between Geno Smith and Drew Locke. It's like a bad sparring session. What's going on?
Geno's in the lead. I felt even going into training camp, OTAs even, Geno was going to enter the season as a starter. I still feel strongly about that right now simply because of, you know, his relationship with the coaches, his familiarity with the offense, and the continuity that he's already established with the receiving core in that locker room. And so he's in the lead. I think he'll remain in the league week one, and he'll be the starter going forward.
What's Seattle's shortcomings, though? I mean, we watched Russell Wilson a year ago get hurt, and then things changed a little bit. The defense hasn't been the same in quite some time since basically the Super Bowl defenses that they've had. But it seems that Pete Carroll continuously is trying to get things turned around, but it's not happening.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that they've, you know, struggled with historically since those Super Bowl years, I mean, those Super Bowl years were led by who? The Legion of Boom, right? The secondary. And the secondary has since then been lackluster. But you've got some pretty good safeties up there right now. Quandre Diggs, Jamal Adams, who we think will get back to, you know, playing the way he did the first year he was with Seattle. I think he had 8 sacks that season. And then you got some young corners who, you know, I wouldn't say question marks. A couple guys that stood out in training camp right now, Kobe Bryant, Tariq Woolen, who was a 5th-round draft pick, reminds us a lot of Richard Sherman. He's 6'5". He's got a lot of length. He runs a 4.2 to run with anybody. Watching him in practice, he's running with DK step for step, running with Marquise Goodwin, who's an Olympian, step for step. You got that kind of speed that can take you a long way. He's making plays on the football, but still young players, right? Rookies in this league, so there's going to be a learning curve there, but that's one of the biggest battles going on in training camp right now. They need to solidify that cornerback spot and be able to guard these talented wide receivers across the league.
Rob, Pete Carroll is the oldest head coach in the NFL. How much longer do you see him in that position? And is he the right person for this job right now?
He's the right person for this job, yes. He has the most familiarity with the organization right now. People around this town, around this organization really love him. The players really love him. And, you know, they're almost starting over in a sense where, you know, all the old dogs are out now. Every single player, aside from maybe Tyler Lockett, is brand new in that locker room from that Super Bowl era. Now, Tyler didn't win a Super Bowl with us, but, you know, he was still a part of that team. He was a young player during that time. But Pete's still got a lot of energy. He's still running 100-yard sprints, you know, down the field at practice. He's still got that Hollywood smile. So I can still see him coaching for another 3, 4, maybe 5 years. I think he wants to see this era play itself out and see if they can win another title.
Robert Turbin, former Seattle Seahawks Super Bowl winning running back, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, of course. Rob, so when you look at this Seattle team, Louis Riddick, who's calling the game tonight on Monday Night Football on ESPN, says that the Seahawks are building something special in the Pacific Northwest, and they need to just figure out one position. And I think we know what that one position is. How do you feel about what he said?
I think he's absolutely right, because if you look around the team, they have a good balance of young players and veteran players, and those veteran players are pro bowlers. I mentioned Quandre Diggs already, Jamal Adams on the defensive side of the ball. How about Jordan Brooks, who was 3rd in the league in tackles last year, led the team in tackles last season as well. Came up behind Bobby Wagner, has learned a lot. On the offensive side of the ball, DK Metcalf, we know, is a beast. Tyler Lockett has been the consistent and constant professional and leader that this team has needed over the last, you know, several years. And so when you think about the leadership and some of the veterans that they have, their core players and some of the young players that are added on to it, how about Daryl Taylor, the defensive end, a rising star in this league? Some things he still needs to improve on, especially in the run game, but certainly an ascending player. So when you have that mix, your future is looking really bright.
Hey, real quick before we let you go, Jimmy G is just hanging out there. Now, there's a quarterback battle between – do you know how bad – nothing against Drew Lock personally, 6'4", taken in the second round. He's entering his 4th NFL season. He's losing a quarterback battle to Geno Smith. The Seattle Seahawks don't have a terrible roster. What am I missing? Why don't they already have Jimmy G, and do you think they're going to get him? We have about 30 seconds.
They don't have Jimmy G because of the 49ers. And the 49ers know they let Jimmy G go to the Seattle Seahawks. That's going to be trouble for the 49ers, because Jimmy G is going to spill all the beans, all the beans to Pete Carroll in that defense for the Seattle Seahawks.
They're not going to trade him in the division.
Right, exactly. So We'll see how that plays out. I think the Seahawks are comfortable with Geno, and regardless of what happens this season, you got some good quarterbacks coming in the draft next year. Maybe you trade up. You know, all of that remains to be seen. But I think the Seahawks would rather let it play out with the guys that they have than going out and getting somebody, spending extra money that they don't need to. Let your playmakers make plays and see how the season plays out.
I have a feeling I know how it's going to
play. Quarterback of the future in the draft.
I have a feeling I know with Geno Smith and Drew Lock how it's going to play out. Thank you very much, Robert Turbin. That's former Seahawks running back and Super Bowl champion. Thank you, Robert.
All right, fellas. Thank you. Robert.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
The NBA out. Schedule.
It came out. We got some big games coming up. You boys want to hear some of the things I'm excited about?
Let's do it.
Yeah,
so we got, LA.
LA.
Vocal Lakers fry. At Warriors. And 76ers at Celtics in opening night. October 18th.
Opening night. Lakers at Warriors?
Lakers at Warriors.
Sixers, Celtics. By the way, I don't know the Celtics are better than the Sixers. I don't know about that. I don't know. I think the Sixers might be better than the Celtics this upcoming season.
I would.
This upcoming season? Yeah.
I would agree with that. Joel Embiid is healthy.
Healthy, in shape, Sixers.
You know, but people don't think. Tyrese Maxey.
Robert Williams being healthy, too. I mean, that's a hell of a matchup.
But Tyrese Maxey, he's still getting better. He's so young, and he's already so good. He's just going to get better.
You got that. You got Celtics at Heat. October 21st, which is a rematch of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Slugfest.
Yeah. So, and I mean, look, the game on Christmas Day that I'm stoked about is just the Memphis Grizzlies versus the Warriors. Like, I think that's.
If Ja wouldn't have been hurt, man, you just never know.
And plus all the barking back and forth between Ja and Steph and them for the fact that
Clay,
you know, Clay and then Dre. Bane being, you know, ejected from the game, like all
it
that.
It seemed
stuff,
like
man.
A cool matchup, but I still, got Golden State in front of them.
Yeah,
I mean probably. I'm just saying, they gave him some run with no Ja. You can't tell me Ja doesn't make a difference. Yeah, not the whole thing.
Not the whole thing.
He missed two games at
yeah,
the end.
At the end, so
what, they weren't in cruise control.
No.
Yeah, they were.
No.
What was that? What was that?
Golden State was in they cruise control.
They beat them by 50 without Ja.
Yeah, that was the one game.
It's a game at home.
That was the one game But Golden State was already up like 3-1 or something like that.
I think they won in six, right?
They were up 3-1. Look it up, Jay. I'm telling you. They were already up.
Yeah, I know. There was a closeout game.
They were already done. It's fine. Mm. They won one little game.
Hold on. They beat them in six, and your best player by far didn't play in two of the games, Key. That could easily swing a series.
And by the way, if they dropped the first game in the series that they should have won.
Right. By the way, no. Won, that Key, if you're saying
I know y'all like Ja, he cool, he got the hair, and he just small, and he go to the cup. I get all that. They not ready for Golden State.
I don't know. They look pretty ready to me. But look, if you said even if Ja was healthy the whole time, who probably wins? Probably the Warriors, but it's not a sure thing to me. Not a sure thing based on that series. I don't know. And they're only going to get better, those young guys.
By the way, you know who I don't see, like, slated games that are supposed to be like big games that people are talking about? The Clippers, man. Which is crazy because I think the Clippers, like, if they're healthy, have the best lineup in the West.
It's kind of like LeBron and AD, though.
Who's on their team? They hurt so much.
You got to stay healthy, man, a little bit.
Wait, who's on their team? They're always hurt.
Always hurt. Stay hurt.
Did they even fill the roster to get out there to compete?
If one of these days they stay healthy,
Kawhi Leonard,
if they could stay healthy one of these seasons, they could win the whole thing. But they, you know,
Luke Kennard, and they're stacked, man.
Good day. What's going on, everybody? Welcome into First Take. Thank you for being with us. You saw who's here. Christopher Mad Dog Russo to my left.
But one thing they got to do is they got the bats. They got to hit the bats. You can't score any runs. How are you going to win any games? It's not the pitching. How do you expect Aaron Judge to just lead the team all the way? You can't do it. You can't just win for them.
To my right, obviously, with the playmaker, Michael Irvin.
You don't know anything about the Dallas Cowboys. They going to go undefeated like the Miami Dolphins if they cut back the Pillars. Look, we got a team in Jerry's world.
That was so good, man.
It's Aries Spears over here. Who is it? Look. Oh, my God. That was a real good Michael Irvin and a real good Chris Russo.
Oh, Russo going to be mad at me.
Why?
No, I know. They'll get a kick out of it. It's funny. It's hilarious, though.
But didn't he was barking at you.
No, yeah.
From the first time you landed in New York as a teenager, basically, as a young adult.
I had to tell him and his partner that if they didn't calm down, that I was getting off the interview. You know, because I held out. Like, why did you hold out? Yeah. The guy's going to give you money. Why would you hold? You know, I was like, dude, relax. Let me explain to you. Don't take their side and try to bully me. Because I'm coming from the West Coast and you think I'm intimidated because you're talking loud and fast? No, it's not going to happen.
I think it's more like, look, as you know in this business, you have to make a lot of snap judgments. Like, you have to get an impression of things. There's too much information to know every little detail. So you get an impression. And then when you do talk radio, especially local where you're going to up the home teams, you'll jump to conclusions maybe you shouldn't or whatever. So back then especially, loudmouth guy, give me the damn ball guy, first overall pick. He's holding out the nerve of him.
Loudmouth. That's the way the that framing. They would.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, so ridiculous.
Because back then especially, I mean, listen, by the way.
You'd have as much access to all the stuff that you have now,
but
right?
Also, there's always been a school of thought from the old school, like the athlete's supposed to just keep their head down, keep their nose clean, don't worry about the other decisions.
Yeah, make your money and be quiet.
Right, exactly.
But
shut up and dribble.
Happen. Right? Not going to happen. It wasn't going to happen to me. I held out I missed all the training camps, so I held out. I signed, and I think at the time, the fan was the station.
WFAN,
for,
yeah.
They were the station for the Jets.
Right.
And so they get the Jet players or whatever to do the interview. So I was going to do the interview with them and talk about the contract and holding out and this, that, and the other. So they asked a question, and I was getting ready to answer it. But you ask me the question, and you're going to answer it for me. And it was like, and the other dude, well, you know, he held up, you know. I'm like, if y'all don't slow
I'm out of here.
I'm going to hang up on you. You asked me a question.
Oh, you weren't in studio? You were on the phone?
No, I was over the phone. No, I didn't hang up because they slowed down. Then they started again. And eventually I was like, I told the PR dude, I said, man, I'm getting ready to get up.
Jay, by the way, I'm holding out. A lot of people don't know this. I've been holding out since my rookie year. I just never signed. So it was one of those.
I'm going to punk this West Coast kid because we're New Yorkers and that's what we're going to do.
I don't think they were thinking of it like you're from
the
West Coast.
No, but I feel like old media. I feel like old media set up a lot of traps.
No, it was
right,
a trap.
Matt, it was a lot of traps, right? They get you to react. They get you to do something that goes viral, that creates a headline. Like, it wasn't like
this is before viral. You gotta remember, viruses didn't even exist back then.
You got to remember,
predates them.
We are typically laid back and chill. We're screaming and hollering. It's like,
West Coast.
That's not what we do.
Not West Coast.
So they figured if you could rattle him, you know, oh, he's gonna we'll get him to stumble up on a few words and we got him now, you know? And it's like, no, that's not going to happen. But it was fun.
Yeah, you had some fun with the media.
I don't. Those guys. You people.
You people. Oh, it's you people.
You guys are in
media
the media.
People, yeah.
You're in the media, and that's why we're talking about LeBron James and his extension, because you're in the media.
They used to dangle Wayne Krabet in front of Key. That's what they used to do.
Which was the silliest thing ever, right?
Yeah.
Like all the white people, they thought it was cute. Oh, Wayne Krabet. I'm like, man, I don't care about no damn Wayne Krabet. Ah, Wayne Krabet. He's my teammate. Ah, Wayne Krabet. You're like, dude. So they tried to make it a black and a white thing, an East Coast.
He's also a little guy.
A little guy, a big Hollywood guy coming.
Where was he drafted, Krabet?
He was wasn't.
He wasn't. He was undrafted. The undrafted little white guy
who's
all heart.
But
what that painted Key as, Jay, which was unfair, it was stereotyped him in a certain way. Usually, the diva wide receiver, number one guy, really an overall football player. Is he willing to block? Is he willing to go across the middle? Is he willing to do the dirty work and forsake his stats? Actually, Key was always that kind of player. He was always that kind of player.
I used to laugh.
But they typecast it as Krabet is the worker bee and Key is the glamour guy. Right?
Oh, God.
Am I right or wrong?
Framing, man.
Right. Key was a worker bee. He was just a big worker bee.
And the crazy thing about it back in that day, they had no idea. Him and I, we go to Atlantic City.
Go kick it.
And go gamble back 2 days later for practice. We would just sit at our lockers and laugh. We wouldn't even say anything. Let them through. They want to put it on the back page, put it on the back page.
Right.
One of the best,
each other's throats.
I was going to say, one of the best ones, though, New York Post. I'm standing there minding my damn business, getting my locker cleaned out. His locker's right next to mine. So my shoulders is turned. Boom, locker. Keyshawn gives Krabet the cold shoulder. Now, what the hell is wrong
making
with
up
the,
headlines?
Did you guys ever mess? Did you guys ever mess with the media purposely? What would you do?
Like, I just look at, you know, maybe
give him a dirty look or something.
I remember one time, we came out of our team meeting room downstairs into the locker room, and the media had a locker room session, and his locker's literally next to mine. And he came walking toward the locker, and I waved him off and told him to leave. So it made it look as though he didn't want to be standing by my locker.
Did you get a headline?
Yes, of course. Krabet can't stand Key or something, you know. Can't stand to look at him. I think that's what he said.
And when they asked you about it or him about it, what would you say?
I was like, what are you talking about? Well, he didn't want to come over there and stand by you. No, he didn't want to stand by y'all because y'all crowding our space. That's what it was.
I like how he sets him up, and then he's like, what are you talking
about?
That's ridiculous. But he set him up for it.
Yeah, because they fall for anything.
So I teased it, so I want to pay it off, guys. What does the LeBron extension mean for Russell Westbrook and Kyrie Irving? Jay, to me, this is not going to be a championship year. But if they get Kyrie Irving, you never can. Listen, Kyrie and AD and LeBron?
They get him this year, they get him next year.
Kyrie, AD, and LeBron?
Let me ask y'all this, though, real quick, though, Jay. Why couldn't the Lakers do it with Westbrook? What if Westbrook just—
Can't shoot.
But what if he changes everything that he did with Darwin Ham this year from last year?
Still won't be able to shoot. And AD and LeBron shoot it well enough that if you have other shooters on the floor, you're fine. But if Westbrook is the worst shooter of the three, and like
but
none
what,
of them—
What makes you think they can't get
the
other shooters?
They got to get nothing but shooters.
They got to fill out the roster.
I think it can work. I think you need to just increase the pace of the game for Russell Westbrook. I actually think it's possible. But I kind of agree with Phil Handy. He was the assistant coach with the team. I mean, he said the other day that he thinks Kyrie is the most skilled player to ever see the game.
Been saying it.
Like,
been saying it for years now.
Like, if LeBron's are the most skilled players and you got Kyrie there, that skill set, man, combined with AD, that just – it feels like it's on a different stratosphere than what it looks like with Russell Westbrook.
The thing about
– and that might be the case if we get Kyrie.
Doesn't mean you can't win without Russell.
It would be great to get Kyrie. Kyrie's training in L.A., can walk around and –
Venice Beach, no shoes.
Enjoy life. Sit out on the rocks. Look at the ocean in Malibu. I'm sure.
Meditate.
You
go earthing.
Yeah, he could do
whatever weird thing they want to do. They'll embrace it.
Everything that they don't like about him in other places.
Right.
We love him.
Yeah. Right. All the weirdos of it.
Yeah,
oh,
we love
yeah,
you.
See,
yes.
Yeah, you realize Earth thing is just there are electrons anywhere, and no, you rub up
Man,
against anything, you get electrons.
Have,
no, no, it's different when it's on your bare feet
green,
on the Earth.
He can have more green juice than he's ever had.
Yes, cold-pressed juice. All the cold-pressed juice and the seaweed he wants.
All the seaweed he wants.
That's right.
The kale chips, everything.
Oh, kale chips, forget about it.
I can't with you guys.
What do you mean?
And not only that, but his skill set would perfectly complement what they already have.
And
it
then
would be ridiculous.
After practice, he could do hot yoga every day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He could lead the hot yoga team-wide sessions if he wanted.
Absolutely. And I'm all for it. Sign him up.
Greeny's coming up next. This has been Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. And this program will be back at its normal time at 6 a.m. tomorrow, Eastern.
Poof!
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.